Blog Talk Radio.
Amen. Greetings in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. I am your host. I am the Archbishop Dr. Marcia Karen Smith Abrams Almasi, coming to you live from the United States of America. I just wanted to stop by and visit with you guys just for a moment before I start my day, giving you the word of God. Amen, and to encourage those that may need encouragement. And to just to ask, you know, you just to just relax, amen, during this time that we are going through, amen. I'm going to begin with prayer. Father God, we thank you, Father, for this day. We thank you, Father, for another opportunity to be a blessing to those that needs to be blessed today. Thank you, Lord God, for a word of encouragement as we stop by in this day, Lord God, to spend time with you, Lord God, before we begin our day. We thank you, Lord God, for all things. You've blessed us and you've kept us from all dangers, both seen dangers and unseen dangers. You've kept us, Lord God. And we thank you, Lord God. Thank you, God, for protecting our household, all that we have, Lord God, whether it be our cars, our boats, our house, land, our apartment, whatever it may be that's important to us, for protecting our children, our children's children. Some have great-great-grandmothers, and for their children's children's children. Thank you, Lord, for these protection. We thank you, Father, for keeping us during the time and during the season that we are in. And we thank you, Lord God, for being a restorer, Lord God, of the breach, helping us through. Amen. I thank you, Lord God, for the mission that you give unto me to do this day is to teach your people, teach your children everywhere, Lord God. And I thank you, Lord God, for great honor to be a restorer of the breach. Amen. To give kindness, or kindness is needed, and to give encouragement, words of encouragement where encouragement is needed. And I thank you so much for this. Thank you so much. Forward and input. Amen. Amen. And amen. Okay, I'm going to be reading from the scripture. I was looking at scripture this morning, and I'm going to just stop by and say a few words. And firstly, this would be a source of encouragement for those who take the time to listen to the sound of my voice. Amen. I thank God for being able to commune with you, to have the voice, you know, for people who have taken time to share with me their time, you know, by listening to the sound of my voice. And I thank you for that. I also want to give kudos and thanksgiving to those who have viewed some of my photos, my videos, and it's amazing that each day I get a new report, and it's mind-blowing to me. So I started to show others, send people screenshots of it, but literally Google sent me a report, and like a weekly report, and so I am just so amazed at that. Amen. I'm so amazed at that. So I'm, you know, showing it now on a live stream because thank God that He's given me the ability to show them who He is, God, and you know, thank you. Our network of people I'm not the only one that loves you. Amen. That you're not alone. And I'm looking at that. Going up and it's up and it's up and it's up and it's up and then one of my favorite things I don't really follow everything that she's going about. It's going up in America now. And in different parts of America, we find that it's much higher. And, but we have a problem with there's people who like to take advantage of situations. And we have the situation of gas housing, and it's unfortunate, but price. But then when they raise the price on gas, knowledge of what it is that you were going to buy and how much, you know. And now you don't have that capability to know what it is, you know, how much, even Walmart, Walmart in some places, but one of the stores I attend, because Walmart, I am Walton, the father to our ministry. And when our children there in dance group, and he would allow us to raise funds, you know, to do what we want. And one year, $10,000 for our children to dance and to eat. Anyway, because of that, I kind of, you know, still go to that store, not as many grocery stores, as the time for me, I did my fundraisers, it was a thing that so I still today, you know, go to that store, they buy a change, different than my father, who had that type of thing. But he was a great man. I didn't know him personally, but the mere fact that he allowed me to be in the store to raise money for children's dance group, very amazing to me. And so I still go to the store. But what I do find that every time, every month that I go to the store, because I do go there monthly, weekly, whenever I go, I would notice that my receipts would get less and less, and every item would have a different price. And I tell you, I keep receipts, you know, because I have to be accountable for everything. You know, I have receipts on top of receipts, you know, I have my receipts, you know. I have so many receipts, but I keep receipts because I keep track of not only every time that comes into my hand that God blessed me to receive, I keep track of that, the incoming, funds incoming and the money going out, I keep track of that, so I know where every penny is going, either when someone donates to me, into my hand, it was used for ministry, or when someone they give me, you know, a tip, or they give me money in my hand for a specific purpose, you know, I'm the steward of that money. And, you know, sometimes money is given to me and the individual wants me to repay it back. I still have to, in God's timing, be accountable and repay and restore that special one. But anyway, my point is that the Walmart a model is great. You know, the government gives them, or the county or the state or the city location that they're in. Apparently they give them like a 25-year to lease that land, and they get a tax write-off for 25 years, something like that. And that means they don't have to pay taxes. And they are basically able to employ a lot of people for a very small amount, minimum wages. These people can't be unionized or something like that that works there. And they give them some benefits, you know, I don't know, maybe the stocks or something like that. But what I do know is that each receipt, every time I go in to buy, each line item has like 5 cents more on that item that I bought. You know, like I buy a bottle of water, you know, they stock other people's, other vendors' items, but Walmart has their own brand now. You know, they can do everything. You know, their brand is usually lower than the other vendors, you know, so of course you're going to gravitate to buying their brand, but most people don't know that that's a Walmart brand. But nevertheless, I'll always grab the price that, you know, it's not a brand name, and it's, I always go to that line item that's lower, you know, so I can make my little dollar stretch. So anyway, but me being very frugal, I remember one of my colleagues in Iceland, Corlett. We were flying one day, and Carlos says, "You're so cheap." And I thought I was going to, the windows of the aircraft was going to break because our bus wide open. Oh my gosh, he was on the highest C on the 36 note. Oh my gosh, just describing me how I'm able to take a dollar and make it stretch. But this $1, this American dollar here, this is real, you know, it's not fake. I take it, and it only has 100 pennies in it, 100 pennies. And, you know, whether it's $1 or if it's $5 or, you know, another dead president's face on it, it's still 100% of, you know, of one. And so you have to make it stretch. So I noticed these things. So Walmart, so today my topic is about the gas price. The gas price is going up. And so why am I talking about gas prices? What does that have to do with God's word? And it has everything to do with God's word. So I'm going to read a praise scripture. Then I remember the story of a widow woman. There were several people that would come to the priest, and his name was Elijah. I love him because he was a great warrior. You know, most people don't think of a minister as a person that goes into battle, but I am one of the priests or ministers of this world in this 21st century. That is the warrior that goes into battle, you know. But I love Elijah because he was a military person. He really was, and he had no respecter of anyone, you know. It was just God's word, and that was it. He spoke that way, and he had an indignation type of attitude, you know. He just didn't care if you hurt your feelings or anything. He just stole God's word to you. And whether you believe him or not, his word never dropped to the ground. And, you know, but there's a story where one woman came to him, and you know, he told her to go out and get many vessels so she could feed her family and save her children from being enslaved and things like that. So, and then there's many other people that would come to him, and he would give them sound advice about, you know, money, really, the distribution of money and wealth, you know, what's in your hand, you go out and get that and, you know, multiply it and sell, and gather, and then pay the bills, pay the debt, so you won't be enslaved by some entity or whatever. So, scripture for today, I'm going to read. Psalm 93. Hold on, let me open it back. No, Psalm 96. And it says, O sing unto the Lord a new song, sing unto the Lord all the earth, sing unto the Lord, bless his name, just with his salvation from day to day. His glory among the heathens, his wonders among all people. Verse 4 says, for the Lord is great and greatly to be praised. He is to be feared above all gods. For all the gods of the nations are idols of the Lord. Make the heavens. Honor and majesty are before him. Let his beauty are in his sanctuary. Give unto the Lord, O ye kindreds of, give unto the Lord glory and strength. Give unto the Lord the glory due unto his name. Bring an offering and come into his court. O worship the Lord in the beginning of holiness. Hear before him in all the earth. Say among the heathens that the Lord reigns. The world also shall be established, and it shall not be moved. He shall judge the people righteously. Let the heaven rejoice, and let the earth be glad. Let the sea roar, amen, and the fullness thereof. Let the field be joyful, and all that is therein. Then shall all the trees of the wood rejoice before the Lord, for he cometh to judge the earth. He shall judge the world with righteousness, and the people with his truth. Amen. So God, we want to just thank God for the Lord. My book, King James Version, the Holy Bible, and we also from the New King James Version, the New Bible that I have. The point I'm trying to get at is gas prices going up, and I think, you know, I like to say that, you know, our government has got to do something about this, and they can, you know, in the 2020 crisis, they gave out stimulus, and I believe that they need to give $300 to $600 a month to everybody in the United States, you know, stimulus, so that we can take care of this gas prices that is affecting everything. Because when the gas price goes up, it affects the food prices. So I know, as I was sharing with you a little earlier, that my Walmart bill is also going to have another 5 cents added to each line item. So the food prices go up, and then, you know, everything, the cost of living goes up. So we get more, you know, we just got an increase. I'm a war-wounded veteran, you know. From the first Persian Gulf War, the Lord blessed me to fight in that war, and blessed that we won. And we were able to go into battle, and we won that, the first one, where you saw all the world was able to see, you know, the people overseas, you know, all in white, and we all had the hands up, you know, white flag surrendering, you know, immediately with the war. So that was the first Persian Gulf War that I was involved in, and it's called Desert Storm, and then Desert Shield, and all that. That was part of my legacy. So I got wounded during that time, of a presidential declared war. I believe it was president at the time was George Bush, the son, which was a Republican, and he declared war on this nation while I was on the job, Barrack Hill. That's where I worked at the time. Strategic Air Command, it's called, it's changed, name has changed, you know, and so forth. And nonetheless, that's where I was at. I was on the flight line, and you know, this morning I had to go up at midnight and all that. And I went to work at 11 p.m. the day before, and at midnight, we were at war. And so I was already, you know, doing everything, pulling things out, securing everything, that my regular, normal job. But no one else was there. Everybody was at home. we had to do a recall. It was just amazing. But moving forward here, the battle that we were talking about last time that I was on, I'm thanking God that, you know, the government of the United States are really being diligent and, you know, proactive. So we won't go into World War III. But at the same time, I have, as a minister, as a priest, I have to say to the government, you got to help the people. And because of the what's happening over there in Ukraine and Russia, and I thank God we have a constitution in the United States of America. You know, we can vote a president in, we can vote a president out, as you saw. You know, we voted out the Republican Party, Trump's administration is gone, and now we have a Democratic administration. And I believe Russia has a constitution, too, that they can vote a president out as well. You know, it's up to the people, you know, of Russia, because I think that would be really amazing as a change of regime. But our president of the United States only lasts for, I think, two terms, except George Washington. I think he was the first president that had three terms, the first president of the Constitution of the United States. The United States of America, which was, we had presidents before it became United States of America. Under this new constitution, George Washington was the first president, but there were other presidents of the United States that made up America. You know, they were black presidents, too. It was amazing. I think it was nine of them, eight or nine. And it was very, and you saw them, too, with the red coats that come in and stuff like that. If you know your history. But anyway, we can vote out someone that is not, you know, good for the people. We are about the people. The people is America. America, that's what makes America great, the people of the United States. Whether you're of Asian descent or Hispanic descent or, man, we have a Russian descent that are here in America that are American, you know. If you're from Europe, all of Europe, you know, every country, all of Africa is here in America. All of the Caribbean, you name it, Somalia, I mean, just name it. There's people from Hawaii, you know, that's America, but there's the Pacific Islanders, you know, that's not America. They come to America, Laos, Taiwan, I mean, America is the melting pot of the entire world, and we're about the people. And we care about our homeland, we care about our home in the United States, we also care about our home back home, the other culture where people have come from. That's what makes America so great, pockets of people, like, whether you love each other, you hate each other, or whatever. My point that I'm trying to get at, with the gas prices going up and up, America can vote in another stimulus for such a time as this, $300, $600 per month. We can take care of this. And then, you know, we have people, business people that are gouging gas, that are bringing gas prices up, you know, because of the situation. We need OPEC to, you know, give us more, you know, oil, since we're not able to sustain our own oil thing yet, you know. We have the wind. We have the turbines, and you know, we have solar energy that we're working on. You know, but we really need something for now. Now, so we need money, man. And I think that would be really a good thumbs up if the American people will vote for us to get a new stimulus and let the President of the United States sign it in an executive order so we can get those funds now, this month. This is March the 14th, 2022, you know. We got to have it. I want to read to you another story, and I'm going to find it. I didn't look for it before I started the broadcast, but I thought about it. And that's what came to my mind, Elijah, you know. And if it's God's perfect will, I'll get a chance to read it on this broadcast. Because this is what's going to happen now. If you've been following me for all these years, and I believe it was 2008 that I said that if we don't take care of the truckers and the gas price for the truckers, all food is going to go up. And I read the scripture, and it's like, my word has come to pass. Well, it's not my word, it's God's word. And God's word just lasts, man. I can't find it. I don't want to look at that. But another scripture that I read, and if I'm reading, the Holy Spirit will come to my remembrance and stuff. And I may, you know, get to that scripture. But it's 1 Kings chapter 8, and this is King Solomon. King Solomon said a prayer for his people, and to talk to the patriarch. I'm going to himself, to be a child of God, you know, do what best for life, you know. Like, it's for everyone, actually, if you can put your name there in it. So I'm going to start 1 Kings chapter 8, verse 53, all the way to verse 66, and prayerfully I will be able to get to the Elijah text. Come now, Holy Spirit, come. He said, I really want to personify. It was the scripture that I wanted, the man who did not believe Elijah when he said that bread would be available, you know, because of the condition of what they were dealing with. He didn't believe it. He didn't believe the man of God. So Elijah got angry. I told you, Elijah, have an attitude. You'll be able to see with your eyes, you know, this is what I've said, but you will not be able to buy or sell or eat of the bread. And that particular day, the next day, as Elijah had said, had spoken, there was a run on the bread to get the wheat and the grain. And the man got trampled at the gate while he stood there. He got trampled by all the people that ran to get the bread. You know, this is what we're facing, you know, and it's really very, very serious times that we're now facing in the 21st century. And we're going through, my last scripture that I spoke about was, we're our brother's keepers. And I'm telling you, man. But anyway, I like to give King Solomon as he pray, and this is my prayer for you today as well. Verse 53, from 1 Kings chapter 8 in the King James Version. It says, for thou didst separate them from among all the people of the earth to be thy inheritance, as thou speakest by the hands of Moses thy servant, when thou brought our fathers out of Egypt. O Lord God, there it was so, that when Solomon made an end of praying all this prayer unto the Lord, he arose before the altar of the Lord, from kneeling on his knee with his hands spread up to heaven, and he stood in the all the congregation of Israel, bowed with the presence of the Lord that had given rest unto his people Israel, according to all that he promised. There has not failed one word out of all his good promise, which he promised by the hands of Moses, the servant. And the Lord our God be with us as he does with our fathers. Let him not leave us nor forsake us, that he may incline our hearts unto him to walk in all his ways and to keep his commandments. commandments and his statutes and his judgments, which he commands our fathers, and let these my words wherewith I have made supplication before the Lord be nigh unto the Lord our God day and night, that he maintain the cause of his servant and the cause of his people Israel at all times as the matter shall require, that all the people of the earth may know that the Lord is indeed God, and that there is none else. Let your heart, therefore, be perfect with the Lord our God, to walk in his statutes and to keep his commandments as at this time. And the king and all Israel with him offered sacrifice before the Lord, and Solomon offered a sacrifice of peace offering, which he offered unto the Lord, 22,000 oxen and 120,000 sheep. So the king and all the children of Israel dedicated the house of the Lord the same day as the king hollowed the middle of the court that was before the house of the Lord. For there he offered burnt offering and meat offering and the sack of the peace offering because of the great and the altar that was before the Lord was too little to receive burnt offering and meat offering and the fat of peace offering. And all that time Solomon held a feast, and all Israel with him, a great congregation from the entering in of Hamath unto the rivers of Egypt before the Lord our God, 7 days and seven days, even 14 days. On the eighth day he sent the people away, and they blessed the king and went unto their tent, joyful and glad of heart for all the goodness that the Lord has done to David his servant and for Israel's people. Amen. So what is the prayer? Okay, well, the prayer is found early on in that scripture, and it's pretty long, but I could read it from the beginning. All right, so let's go into it. Okay, so the beginning of the scripture starts with 1 Kings chapter 8. And Solomon assembled the elders of Israel and all the heads of the tribes of the chiefs of the fathers of the children of Israel unto the king Solomon in Jerusalem, and they that they might bring up the ark of the covenant of the Lord out of the city of David, which is Zion. And all the men of Israel assembled themselves in the month of Ethanim, which is the seventh month, so I was going to mention that. All the elders of Israel came, and the priests spoke to all, and they in the tabernacle of the congregation, and all the holy vessels which were in the tabernacle, even those did the priests and the Levites bring up. And King Solomon and all the congregation of Israel that were assembled unto him were with him before the Lord. Sacrifice and would not be told nor numbered for the multitude. And the priests brought in the ark of the covenant of the Lord unto his place, into the oracle of the house, to the most holy place, even unto the wings of the cherubs. So the cherubs spread forth their two wings over the place of the ark, and the cherubs covered the ark and the stave thereof above, and they drew out the stave, that the end of the stave were seen out of in the holy place, and there were not seen without, and there they are unto this day. Okay? So verse 9 says, and there was nothing in the ark save the two tablets of stone, which Moses put there at Horeb when the Lord made a covenant with the children of Israel, and when they came out of the land of Egypt. And it came to pass when the priests were come out of the holy place that the cloud filled the house of the Lord, so that the priests could not stand to minister before the cloud for the glory of the Lord had to build the house of the Lord. Then speaks Solomon, the Lord said that he would dwell in the thick darkness. I have assuredly built thee a house to dwell in, a settled place for thee to abide in forever. And the king turned his face about and blessed all the congregation of Israel. And all the congregation of Israel said, amen. And he said, blessed be the Lord God of Israel, which spake with his mouth unto David, my father, and has with his hand fulfilled it, saying, since the day that I brought forth my people Israel out of Egypt, I chose no city out of all the tribes to build a house that my name might be therein. But I chose David to be over my people Israel. And it was in the heart of David, my father, to build a house for the name of the Lord God of Israel. And the Lord said unto David, my father, whereas it was in thy heart to build a house unto my name, thou didst well that it was in thy heart. Nevertheless, thou shalt not build the house, but thy son that shall come forth out of thy loins, he shall build a house unto my name. And the Lord has prepared his word that he spake, and I rose up in the room of my father, David my father, and sit on the throne of Israel, as the Lord promised, and have built an house of the name of the Lord, God of Israel. And I have set there a place for the ark wherein is the covenant of the Lord which he made with our fathers when he brought them out of the land of Egypt. And Solomon stood before the altar and of the Lord in the presence of all the congregation of Israel and spread forth his hands towards the heaven. And he said, Lord God of Israel, there is no God like thee in heaven above or on the earth beneath, who keep his covenant and mercy with that walk before thee with all their heart, who has kept with thy servant David my father that has promised him, thou spake also with thy mouth and has fulfilled it with thy hands, as it is this day. Therefore now, Lord God of Israel, keep with thy servant David my father that thou promised him, saying, there shall not fail thee a man in thy sight to sit on the throne of Israel, so that thy children take heed to their ways, and that they walk before me as thou hast walked before me. And now, O God of Israel, let thy words, I pray thee, be verified, which thou spake unto thy servant David, my father. But will God indeed dwell on earth? Behold, the heavens and the heavens of heavens cannot contain thee, how much less this house that I have built. Yet have thou respect unto the prayer of thy servant and to his supplication, O Lord my God, to hearken unto the cry and to the prayer which I, thy servant, pray before thee today, that thy eyes may be opened towards this house night and day, even toward the place of which thou hast said, my name shall be there, that thou mayest hearken unto the prayers which the servant shall make towards this place. And hearken thou to the supplication of thy servant and of thy people Israel, when they shall pray towards this place, and hear thou in heaven thy dwelling place, and when thou hearest, forgive. If any man trespass against his neighbors, and an oath be laid upon him to cause him to swear, and the oath come before thy altar in this house, then hear thou in heaven, and do and judge thy servant, condemning the wicked to bring his way unto his head, and justifying the righteous to give him according to his righteousness. When thy people Israel be smitten down before the enemy because they have sinned against thee, and shall turn again to thee and confess thy name and pray and make supplication unto thee in this house, then hear thou in heaven and forgive the sin of thy people and bring them again unto the land which thou gave unto their fathers. When heaven is shut up and there is no rain because they have sinned against thee, if they pray towards this place and confess thy name and turn from their sins, when thou afflictest them, then hear thou in heaven and forgive the sins of thy servants and of thy people. Amen. And of thy people Israel, that thou teach them the good way wherein thou should walk, and give rain upon their land which thou hast given to thy people for an inheritance. If there be in the land famine, if there be pestilence, blast, and mildew, locust, or if there be caterpillars, if their enemies besiege them in the land of their cities, whatsoever plague, whatsoever sickness there be, what prayer and supplication soever be made by any man or by all thy people Israel, which shall know every man the plague of his own heart and spread forth his hand towards this house. Then hear thou in heaven thy dwelling place, and forgive and do, and give to every man according to his ways, O whose heart thou knowest, for thou, even thou only, knowest the heart of all children of men, that they may fear thee all the days of their lives in the land which thou givest unto our fathers. Moreover, concerning a stranger that is not of thy people Israel, but come out of the far country for his name's sake, for they shall hear in thy great name and of thy great strong hand and of thy strength and of thy stretched out arm, when he shall come and pray toward this house. Hear thou in heaven thy dwelling place, and do according to all that the strangers call to thee, for that all people of the earth may know thy name and to fear thee as do thy people Israel, and that they may know that this house which I have built is called by thy name. If thy people go out to battle against their enemies, whithersoever thou shalt send them, and shalt pray unto the Lord towards the city which thou hast chosen, and towards the house that I have built for thy name, then hear thou in heaven their prayer and their supplication, and maintain their cause if they sin against thee, for there is no man that sin not. And thou be angry with them and deliver them to the enemy, so that they carry them away captive unto the land of the enemy, far or near. Yet if they shall bethink themselves in the land, whether thou were carried captive, and repent and make supplication unto thee in the land of that they and make supplication unto thee in the land of them that carry them captive, saying, we have sinned and have done perversely, we have committed wickedness, and so return unto thee with all their heart and with all their soul in the land of their enemies, which led them away captive, and pray unto thee towards their land, which thou gavest unto their fathers, and the city which thou hast chosen, and the house which I have built for thy name. Then hear thou their prayers and their supplication in heaven, thy dwelling place, and maintain their cause, and forgive thy people that have sinned against thee and all their transgressions, wherein they have transgressed against thee, and give them compassion before they who carry them captive, that they may have compassion on earth, for they be thy God and thine inheritance. which thou brought forth out of Egypt from the midst of the furnace of iron, that thine eyes may be opened unto the supplication of thy servants and unto the supplication of thy people Israel, to hearken unto them in all that they call for unto thee. For thou didst separate them from among all the people of the earth to be thine inheritance. As thou speak by the hands of Moses thy servant, and thou brought our father out of Egypt, O Lord God. Amen. Amen. And I've read already the rest of this scripture. So already you're hearing 1 Kings chapter 8, verse 1 through 66. There's prayer of King Solomon for you today. I pray for you all. I pray that you will hear the word of the living God, that you will be strengthened, be encouraged. Say those prayers, read the scripture for yourself in the version that you like, and, you know, just heed to the commandments, the judgments, the statutes that it has written, and you shall be healed, you shall be healthy. And we pray especially for your enemies, because it is your enemies that need to be saved. The church is not for those that are all healthy. The church is for those that are sick and are hurting and have personal problems, physical, mental, spiritual, supernatural issues. They're in pain. That's what the church is for. So it is my prayer that you pray for your enemies, that they may come to see the light of God, that they for themselves, that they their souls will be saved. I pray that our government of the United States will look into, that the people will go to the government and ask for help for the supplement, stimulus. You know, that would be the supplication, that, hey, gas prices are rising and, you know, we have to make ends meet. You know, rent is going up, real estate is going up, it's up and it's up and it's up and it's up. You know, it's really hurting the people. So the stimulus, $300 a month for 12 months, that should sustain us. I think we should be back. And I pray that gas prices start going back down. The manufacturers of, you know, the people who bring the gas, you know, everything, you know. The price should down very quickly, but it needs for the president or the government or someone to say stop raising the prices. But in the meantime, since the prices are at, you know, almost $7 and $5 and up, it's about $100 billion is needed to help the people of America to be able to pay their bills. You know, it's a lot of money. I use gas, and I try to. That's where I want to thank those. And I'll show you my numbers for today from Google. A report I get a report every Sunday. Seems like Google always let me know. Hey, you got new views. You got people watching your videos. I try to find low gas prices. I found one that was $4.09 the other day. And I try to go back to it to film it, because I didn't film it that day. And, man, I tell you, it just was, I couldn't find it. It was the lowest I found at that time was $4.19 on the East Coast. Amen. But it's going up. I've seen $5. And I remember when I was stationed in Iceland, you know, I had my two Mercedes-Benz, one the diesel. And here's the numbers, okay? This is my name there, you know, Archbishop. And you see my numbers, 20 billion. No, I'm sorry, 20 million. 20 million. It'll be 20 billion soon, right? Okay, we only have 20 billion people on the earth. But anyway, 20 million, 21 million views, man. 20,981,976 people are looking at my videos, my films, or whatever it is that I'm doing online. It's just great. Way to go. Thank you all. Thank you, thank you. So the response is great. But so these people here, these 21 million people, we need to tell the government we need a stimulus now, starting effective immediately. They had a stimulus, I think it was March 2020, because I got the stimulus, three of them, $600, $600, $1,400. Everybody in America needs to get this so that we'll be able to maintain, you know, a certain lifestyle that we have come accustomed to. Amen. Praise God and bless his holy name. And so we can help our truckers and, you know, yeah. Like I said before, the middle class people are the ones that are affected even more than the wealthy and the affluent, the poor. You know, we need to make sure that they're fed and clothed and sheltered. Someone you see, you know, on the street begging or whatever, you know, give them a dollar. You got to give it to them. You know, it's funny, when I'm driving and I give a bottle of water, and I say, here's some water and here's some gum, here's some food, they don't want that. They want a dollar. It's amazing. And I was at one point saying, no, I wouldn't do that. But then the Lord touched my heart and, you know, I started giving, you know, my increase. So my tithes, I guess, 10%, I started giving a dollar. So I put aside like 20 to single dollars. So if I stop somewhere, I'm able to give a dollar to the poor. I mean, they're out there. They're laboring. You know, they're doing a 9-to-5. It'd be really great if they did it with institutionally, you know, they want to be on their own. They want to live off the grid. So anyway, that's my blessing and prayer to you. May the Lord bless you. May the Lord keep you. May the Lord make his face to shine upon you. May he be gracious unto you and give you peace, a peace that passes and sustains all understanding. I pray for you, your household, and those that are in bereavement, that have lost a loved one, or is taking care of someone that's elderly, sick and shut in, or someone that's, you know, a young person that needs 24/7 a caregiver. I pray for the caregiver. I pray for your household. I pray for you. Pray for peace. Pray for me as I pray for you. Pray for your family. Say, you know, to someone, say something nice, you know, tell your family that you love them, you know, that you need them. If you're a husband and wife, you're having problems with each other, apologize to one another. It doesn't matter who is wrong or who is right. You need each other, and the family needs you to be together and so on and so forth. We all need each other. Anyway, as I said before, what the world needs now is love, sweet love. Amen. It's the only thing that is just too little love. Pray for those people overseas that are in war right now in many countries, not just Ukraine and Russia, you know, around the world. There's war happening, you know, in many, many countries of this world. We want to pray for them. Amen. All right, I'm out. I'll talk to you later. God bless you. Thanks for tuning in to our broadcast. Thank you for my online listeners, radio. Thank you for my supporters. Thank you for those who have subscribed to my channel and the new subscribers. Look forward to My King Service radio and television broadcast and network as we begin our new TV system for all of these different things that the Lord blessed me to do. All right, be blessed. Amen.